Trump suspends Iran attacks, agrees to 2-week ceasefire. President Donald Trump said on April 7th that he would suspend pending attacks on Iran. Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested that I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran, and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks, Trump said on Truth Social. His announcement came about an hour and a half before his 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline and after Pakistan's request that he halt the attack. The president added that Iran's 10-point peace plan proposal is a workable basis to continue negotiations. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East, Trump wrote. Almost all the various points of previous proposals have been agreed to, and the 2-week ceasefire will allow an agreement to be finalized, Trump said. On behalf of the United States of America, as president, and also representing the countries of the Middle East, it is an honor to have this long-term problem close to resolution, Trump said. Iranian Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Arachi followed up Trump's announcement with a statement on behalf of the Supreme National Council of the Islamic Republic of Iran, expressing gratitude to the Pakistani officials for their work to reach a ceasefire. If attacks against Iran are halted, our powerful armed forces will cease their defensive operations, the statement said. For a period of 2 weeks, safe passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be possible via coordination with Iran's armed forces and with due consideration of technical limitations. Arachi said the decision was in response to a 15-point peace proposal from Pakistan and Trump's comments on Iran's 10-point proposal. American and Israeli forces ramped up strikes against Iran earlier on Tuesday before the announcement of the ceasefire by both sides. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, Trump had said on Truth Social. Trump had been threatening to obliterate Iran's energy sector and infrastructure for weeks as a retaliatory measure on the Islamic regime's targeting of shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. In response, Iran threatened to intensify its attacks and target Gulf state neighbors. Trump offered multiple extensions to his promise of destruction of Iran, with the latest deadline being April 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Hours before that, U.S. Central Command announced it launched exploding attack drones overnight against Iranian targets. The Israeli military said it had also attacked 8 bridge segments across Iran on Tuesday. Within 5 hours of Trump's final 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline, multiple Gulf states reported Iran launched missile and drone attacks against their territories. Pakistan, neighboring Iran, has served as a mediator amid the conflict. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif requested Trump to again extend his deadline earlier Tuesday, citing progress on negotiations. To allow diplomacy to run its course, I earnestly request President Trump to extend the deadline for 2 weeks. Pakistan, in all sincerity, requests the Iranian brothers to open the Strait of Hormuz for a corresponding period of 2 weeks as a goodwill gesture, Sharif said in a post on X. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt told the Epoch Times before the announcement of the ceasefire that the White House received the Pakistani proposal and was considering it.